You're on Delaware 105.9. Good morning. Welcome.
Dan, it's Rob in Orlando. How you doing? Long time no talk.
What up, Rob? Are you in Rhode Island now?
Yeah, I'm in Rhode Island.
Good. So, Rob in Orlando now of Rhode Island. How's it going, Rob?
Well, this is a big call for me because I'm going to be honest. I'm still going through some tough straits, but I went and see a couple of doctors up here, and I actually had a guy, that Dr. Peter McCullough. He's on Fox News and Newsmax, and he's been on Hannity and Tucker Carlson quite a few times. Yeah. I had him on my podcast, and he's trying to help me, and he talked to me about my vaccine injury. Yeah. And I'm trying not to get emotional about this.
That's okay. Tell us what's going on.
The liberals have been lying, and I've kind of saw the light after we talked. And I told him, I said, you know, I was kind of hypnotized. And some of the people on here, I know people, you know, like to yak it up and stuff, but I was truly hypnotized. And I'm not trying to joke or do anything
right
by these people. I was wearing two masks.
I know,
while
I remember.
I was biking during the summer. I was freaked out, scared, you know, by anything. And I was watching CNN and every day, and they bring in all these death counts. And I was totally freaked out. Anyway, I talked to Dr. McCullough. We did the interview. I put it up on YouTube yesterday. It's banned, and they gave me a strike. And this just shows the censorship by the liberal media. And I am so tired of people like, you know, like I really came to my senses, not just because of the YouTube thing, but this vaccine injury. I have a friend that lives in New York City, and he talks about how crazy it is that he's on, like, dating apps, and the girls say, I'm double vaxxed, and if you're not, then go to hell, and all these things. And he says how, we talked for over 2 hours last night, and it's just really insanity what's going on in this country. And it's getting to the point where, as a person that's a real progressive, that was a Bernie Sanders supporter, and I still like Bernie, because I don't believe he's involved in all this Biden craziness. But you know what? I will vote for Trump or DeSantis next time. I have had enough with these vaccine mandates, with them trying to pump these shots, three shots. Now Israel's on four. What are they going to have? You know, what do they want? I'm in pain right now. I'm dizzy all the time. It affects my job. It's affected my mental health. They try to put me on antidepressants. And I never had any of these issues before I took that shot, Dan. I'm not a medical doctor, but we all know our own bodies. And for this to happen 2 weeks after the second shot, when they said this kicks in, that shot kicks in, it's insanity. And, you know, I'm sorry I'm rambling.
No, you're not. Let me say something here. Longtime Dan Gaffney Show listeners will know that this is Rob in Orlando, the most rabid leftist progressive Bernie Sanders Bernie bro caller of all time, and we've listened to you over the years, and you're this metamorphosis that has taken place, and you're calling today with some again amazing news. I am just
sorry
thankful.
I voted for Joe Biden, Dan. I am very sorry that I voted for Joe Biden. He doesn't know what's going on. I had some hope that maybe he would get something done. He doesn't do anything. They're still saying that if you get the vaccine, that it'll protect you. They're lying. They just keep lying. And I'm so fed up with the nonsense. And they have all these people, and Dr. McCullough was talking to me about it. It's groupthink. It's almost like those religious cults that do the suicide. And they have us, like, all these people hypnotized about this vaccine. It's insane. What happened to the prevention? You know, why is nobody, when they go in the hospital, why did none of these doctors try to do something for prevention? Why weren't they trying to do prevention when this happened in March and April? They didn't do any of that. People died.
I'm very thankful that your eyes have been open. You've been able to come out from underneath this. I don't blame you or anything. It's just I'm thankful that you were able to somehow break through the fog and start seeing things. It's almost like It's almost like you escaped the cult, sort of, and you're able to see things clearly and freely and at least critically now.
Well, when you're in the position mentally and physically that I'm in now, I was an active person. I worked out 7 days a week before all this pandemic thing, before they started saying all these things, don't go outside, and we had 20 masks, and you got to get all these vaccines. I got two shots. I'm upset that I did that, but it's done. There's nothing I can do about it.
Right.
I have to talk to some doctors. Hopefully, you know, some of them will put me in the right direction, and one of them I spoke to, and, you know, he thinks he can help me out, and I'm thankful to God, and I hope he does help me out. But you know what? I am not doing these three shots, four shots, five shots. They could, you know, I'm not going to say anything, you know, anything crazy, but, you know, they can keep it. They can keep it for themselves and the people. And I have family members that are, you know, into this three shots and stuff, four shots. And even doctors have came out, Dan, and said that if we keep pumping shots in our body, our immune system is not going to be able to work and fight off the even stronger variants of this or even stronger things. So it's crazy, and it just makes me think, and, you know, people can call me a conspiracy theorist or what, but it's just really, like you said, opened up my eyes to not trusting the government. And, you know, even the January 6th thing, I know you were talking about that, and just to go on that, it's like you said, how come they never found the person who put that bomb over there? It's because it was them, Dan. It was them. They did that to all these Trump supporters, Dan.
Right. Set them up. It's a setup job. Interesting to hear. Interesting to hear this reporter on CBS talking about how he was inside the Capitol. They put him in a room, a closed room. Like, he's a reporter, right? They put him in a closed room so he couldn't see what was going on inside the Capitol to talk to them or report on it. Then they shuttled him, supposedly for his own safety, down a tunnel and away from the event. Reporters shuttled away so that, you know, you can't have any independence there to look at the narrative. But anyway, listen, back to you. Yeah. Dr. Peter McCullough, that was a good get for your podcast. I'm sorry, because he is super credentialed and an amazing guy. And the guy who trains other doctors ought to know a few things. And I'm sorry YouTube shut you down on that. It's too bad.
Well, we're going to try to put it up on Rumble. I'm trying to figure it out. And then, you know, I can, you know, tell the listeners once we get it up there to listen. But, you know, Dr. Peter McCullough, is, you know, I never watched him before. And I told him, like I said, you know, a year ago, I might think he's a whack job, psycho, conspiracy theorist. And I told him that. And I said, but you know what? He's one of the 500 doctors in the country that's trying to treat patients for COVID-19. And he actually returned my emails extremely quickly. And he's trying to help me figure out what's going on. I respect somebody like that. People can think whatever they want. They can be in their little bubbles and all their liberal conspiracies and say he's a Trumper and all that crap. You know, but you know what, Dan? It's all just a lot of silliness, because the guy who was trying to help me, I respect him for doing that. Whatever his political beliefs are, I honestly don't care. And
Rob,
you know what? I just want to...
Yeah.
One more...
Okay, go ahead. You first.
I just wanted to say, because you brought up, because I know you were talking about the FBI. The FBI thing, remember two summers ago when Gretchen Whitmer, when they said they were trying to kill her? I don't know if you remember that. It was
One of the guys in that group is from Delaware. Informant. Yeah.
Well, one of the guys in that, quite a few of them, I think, were FBI informants.
Yeah.
And there were some FBI guys in there. So, you know what? It just makes you think that. You know, that they're involved too, just like they were involved in the January. That's just me. Mm. I don't want to shoot my mouth off and get in trouble. But,
hey, final comment to you, Rob. Yeah. Keep on this journey. It sounds like you're on the right path. But my final comment to you is, in the course of your phone calls recently over the last maybe 6 months, you do know, and I hope you know because we've mentioned it, that in earnest, for real, many listeners have prayed for you and prayed for your health, and they mean it. Even though they've disagreed with you vehemently, they were praying for you. And it's good to hear you kind of in a clear way today. And I wish you well.
I appreciate it. And I appreciate them for praying. And you know what? It's, you know, I was duped, and people said this was anxiety and depression and and they were trying to pump me with medications, anxiety medications, and I don't want to dump on those medications because there are some people that need that. But I never took those medications before. This all started after that second vaccine, 2 weeks after, when they say it supposedly kicks in. And to the listeners, thank you for praying and thinking about me. And thank you for, like, you know, I'm sorry I was duped and I was spreading that liberal propaganda. I apologize for that because I was duped. I fell into this cultish behavior about the vaccines, about all this nonsense, and I'm sorry. So I'll just end with that. But thank you, Dan, and everyone else for being patient with me, and keep the prayers coming because I really need. I'm really trying to work with a lot of people to find an answer to this.
All right, we love you, Rob. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you, Dan. Bye bye now.
Rob in Orlando. Now he's Rob of Rhode Island.